need is Matt's mic because it's louder and it sounds better. And he needs my voice to sound sexier. Kind of. It's my amps, not my mic. Alright. Wait. I'm gonna let you all decide which story I'm gonna read. Yes, this is very weird. Who would love to hear the tale of Peter Rabbit? Anyone? Okay, what's better? Rabbits, bunnies, squirrels, mice, or frogs? In that case, I'll sing about moles. That's the easiest one. Alright, the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Once upon a time, there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Let's pick a tempo. Remember, lived in a little damp house. And it was four. Not that fast. Upon the time there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. He lived in a little damp house amongst the buttercups at the edge of a pond. Frogs were also peacocking in the mother and her pet. Mr. Jeremy, like me, and we understood him and he never caught a cold. He was quite pleased when he looked up and saw our drops of rain in the pond. I would have just some ones that go fishing and catch a fish of minnows for my dinner, said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. If I catch more than 5 fish, I will invite my friend, Mr. Alderman Ptolemy Porter, and serve Isaac Newton.
I only got to 2 pages of it, I'm sorry. Okay.